Welcome to the National Trust Kids Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tilly's Time Tales, a history podcast where we investigate some of the most fascinating historical sites in the UK. I'm your host, Tilly Amati. And this episode, we're visiting Hadrian's Wall, which has been standing in northern England for almost 2,000 years, built all the way back when Britain was conquered by the Roman Empire. I'm joined, as always, by the man behind the microphone, Director Dom. What do you know about Hadrian's Wall, Dom?
It's a wall named after Hadrian.
Well, that's why we're here today, to learn more about Hadrian and his wall. Hadrian was the Roman Emperor at the time, and although the Emperor would live in Rome, he spent a lot of his time travelling around to various lands that he'd conquered, including Britain. He ordered the wall to be built to protect them from, in his words, the barbarians up north.
You wouldn't get away with calling them that where I'm from.
His words. We're at Halsted's Fort this morning, which was a Roman fort built alongside Hadrian's Wall. The wall is right in front of us. Let's get in for a closer look, shall we?
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Come on. It's not like I'm going to stumble over my shoelaces, trip over this branch on the ground and fall headfirst into the wall and knock out some stones, is it?
Yeah?
Oh, don't be worrying. Come on. Whoa! What happened? Why is there dust everywhere?
I think you stumbled over your shoelaces, tripped over that branch on the ground, fell headfirst into the wall and knocked out some stones.
Who could have seen that coming?
Tilly, do things look a little different to you?
Different how?
Different as in, was that Roman fort always there?
Now you mention it, I think I'd have remembered if there was a fully intact Roman fort right beside us.
And they look an awful lot like real Roman soldiers.
Halt! Who goes there?
Great costumes, guys. Can I ask where you got them?
The wall! You broke Emperor Hadrian's wall!
That was an accident. We didn't mean to...
What do you mean, we?
Sound the alarm! Seize the intruders!
Hey, Dom, do you think we should run?
I think we should run.
Seize them!
What's going on?
Time travelling on a history podcast? I did not see that one coming, did you? Hopefully they don't get caught by the Emperor and sent to the Colosseum to fight lions or tigers or bears or elephants or wolves or hippopotamuses. Is it hippopotamuses or hippopotami? Hippopotamus. Hippopotami. You'll have to leave me with this one.
There's so many of them. What should we do?
We should keep hiding. We're doing very well at hiding.
All rise for the Emperor!
What's going on now?
It's Emperor Hadrian.
What's he doing here? Shouldn't he be in Rome?
He was famous for often he travelled.
Just our luck.
Good afternoon, guards. What's this I hear about someone damaging my wall?
We didn't get a good look at them, sir. But they were dressed in some very strange clothes.
Sounds like a pair of barbarian brutes from up north. The very people I built the wall to keep out.
They didn't look like barbarians, sir.
Well, whoever they are, I want them captured right away.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Very good. Anything else?
Oh, just one more thing, sir. We have prepared your quarters for your afternoon nap with Mr. Snugglepuss.
I don't take naps with my cat. Inform the men I don't take naps with my cat.
Of course. Emperor Hadrian does not take afternoon naps with Mr. Snugglepuss.
Now catch these fugitives and bring them to me.
We should be good hiding here for a while. They'll never find us. There's a guard standing right behind me, isn't there?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Seize them!
Oh, what a cute little Emperor Hadrian was with his cuddly kitty. Did you know cats were seen as sacred in ancient Rome? Maybe next time Tilly and Dom travel back in time, they should bring a cat. That way the Romans will let them go wherever they want.
Where are we?
We're being held in one of their watchtowers. They built loads along Hadrian's Wall.
All rise for the Emperor!
So, you destroyed my wall?
I wouldn't say we destroyed it. We damaged it a teensy tiny little bit.
What do you mean, we?
When I built this wall to keep my people safe from the barbarians up north, I expected it to stand for thousands of years.
But it will stand for thousands of years.
And how might you know that?
Just a hunch.
Who put you up to this? Was it the barbarians? You know, over the years, I have travelled to every province of our vast Roman Empire, from Syria to Spain, from Athens to Arabia, and never have I seen the likes of you before. Guard?
Yes, sir, Emperor Hadrian, sir.
Prepare my quarters for a very important meeting.
Don't you mean your afternoon nap with Mr. Snugglepuss, sir?
Of course I don't. The Emperor of Rome has no time to take an afternoon nap with a cat.
Of course, sir. Would you like a warm cup of milk for your very important meeting?
Yes, I would. I will return with news of your fate, but rest assured it will not be a kind one. Goodbye!
We need to get out of here before he returns. But how? Do you know any Latin?
Why?
Latin is the language the Romans used to speak.
Of course. I learned some pretty spicy Latin insults when I was in school. Maybe I could distract the guards with some of those.
Worth a try.
Okay, here goes nothing. Oh, guard.
What?
Blitius Blua S.
How dare you insult me in front of my troops?
What did you say?
I called him a beastly idiot.
Apologise this instant.
All right. What I really meant to say was Niles Spurcius St.
This is an outrage! I order you all to stop laughing!
That meant there is nothing that is more filthy than you.
Ooh, nice.
I order you to apologise.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're a nugator.
That's it!
He's really mad. What was that last one?
I called him a pipsqueak.
Nobody insults me and gets away with it. I challenge you to a duel!
Let's all calm down for a minute, all right? Let's just take things nice and slow. And now, Tilly, run!
Seize them! Seize them now!
Keep running. Don't look back.
Tilly and Dom have got themselves into a right old pickle, haven't they? Speaking of pickles, did you know Julius Caesar, perhaps the most famous emperor of all, loved eating pickles? He loved pickles so much he'd feed them to his troops, thinking they would make them super strong. If only Tilly and Dom were armed with some pickles, they might just get out of this pickle.
Let's just hide here until we figure out how to get home.
Agreed. The last thing we want to do is stick our neck out again. Oh, look at that! It's a Roman villa. A fully intact Roman villa. This is incredible.
It's huge. It looks like a big country mansion.
They must be members of the upper class. Only members of the upper class could afford a villa in the countryside like this.
Do you think they know anything about time travel?
That old man must be the paterfamilias.
The what?
Paterfamilias is Latin for father of the family, the head of the household. And that must be the wife of the paterfamilias. They were responsible for taking care of the home and the family. Looks like they're about to have dinner.
Mmm, the food smells great. Almost like burgers.
It is burgers. It was the Romans who brought burgers to Britain.
Great job, Romans.
They also brought rabbits.
Great job, Romans.
Nettles.
Not so great job, Romans.
There's the children playing in the garden. Children were highly regarded in Roman civilization. It was the family's duty to educate them as highly as possible.
They're building a wall out of those little stones. Oh no, it fell down.
I was thinking, Dom, maybe there's something we need to fix here before we can go home.
How do you mean?
Like something we need to return to normal before we go back. But what could it be?
I don't see how standing here watching Roman children fixing a wall is going to help us figure it out.
Hang on. Did you just say fixing a wall?
Yeah. Why? You don't think...
We need to fix the bit of Hadrian's wall we broke to get back home!
Come on, let's find that broken bit of wall.
Hadrian's wall ran for over 135 kilometres, which is about 1,300 football pitches long. Finding the bit they damaged might take a while. What they need's a tracking dog. Or even better, a tracking wolf. Did you know Romulus and Remus, who according to legend founded ancient Rome, was said to have been raised by wolves? I bet their hygiene and table manners were just awful.
There's the wall. What's that sound? It sounds like someone's crying.
Oh, halt! Who's there?
It's the guard from the prison.
Everything all right, mate?
Oh, I'm supposed to be the Emperor's toughest soldier, but now everyone's laughing at me because of what you said in the jail.
Oh, May, I didn't mean any of those things. I just said them so we could escape.
Maybe Dom could teach you some insults so you can use them next time they're laughing at you.
He could.
Of course.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Actually,
we need to repair the bit of wall we broke.
You broke.
But we don't know where it is.
Oh, let me show you. It's just this way. There it is. Your broken bit of wall.
Come on, Dom. Let's fix this wall and see if it gets us home.
What are you doing to my wall?
Emperor Hadrian, it's not what it looks like.
Leave it alone or else I'll... Hold on. Are you fixing it?
Yes, we didn't mean to break it in the first place. Honest.
A barbarian would never fix a wall like this.
That's because we're not barbarians.
I see that now. Did you mean what you said? Will this wall stand for thousands of years?
I guarantee it.
Very well. Well, guard, make sure they finish the job and allow them to leave once it's done.
Yes, Sir Hadrian, sir.
Now, I must go and...
have a very important meeting with Mr. Snugglepuss.
Yes, that's it. Farewell.
And here's your list of Latin insults.
Thank you. This should come in very useful, you... Homo putai.
What did he just say?
He called me a stinker.
Good for him. All right, Dom, say goodbye to ancient Roman Britain in 3, 2, 1. Are we back?
Unless the Romans suddenly invented airplanes, then yes, I think we're back.
That was quite an adventure, wasn't it?
You can say that again. What do we do now?
We still have to make our episode about Hadrian's Wall.
I was hoping we could take a break from the wall for a while.
Come on, Dom, there's no time like the present.
You can say that again.
Hello and welcome to Tilly's Time Tales, with me, Tilly Amati. Today we're looking at Hadrian's Wall, which has been standing in northern England for almost 2,000 years. The amazing thing about Hadrian's Wall is you can walk right up beside it. Let's get in for a closer look, shall we, Dom? I'll just step over this branch, sticking out over the ground and whoa!
Tilly, no, not again.
Gotcha.
The National Trust Kids Podcast was made for the National Trust by Fun Kids.